Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 25th of March, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 717, and we travel to Constantinople, when Emperor Theodosius III abdicated and retired to a monastery with his son. Theodosius had been a reluctant emperor in the first place. An obscure tax collector of southwestern Asia Minor, who was proclaimed emperor against his will by the rebelling troops of the Opsikion from Turkey. His supporters successfully captured Constantinople, but Theodosius proved quite unsuited to imperial office, and in 717 was forced to abdicate by the able commander of the troops, Leo the Isaurian, and he ended his life in a monastery at Ephesus. The Byzantine Empire is sometimes referred to as the Eastern Roman Empire, as it was a continuation of the Roman Empire in its eastern provinces during late antiquity in the Middle Ages. It was the most powerful economic, cultural, and military force in Europe for many centuries. Constantine had reorganized the empire in the 4th century, making Constantinople the new capital, and he had legalized Christianity, which soon became the state religion, and other religious practices were proscribed. Byzantium survived the fragmentation and the fall of the Western Roman Empire and continued to exist for an additional 1,000 years until it fell to the Ottoman Empire in 1453. The borders of the empire fluctuated through several cycles of decline and recovery. Arabs sent frequent raiding parties, and in 674 to 678, laid siege to Constantinople itself. The Arab fleet was finally repulsed through the use of Greek fire, but Constantinople itself dropped substantially in size, from 500,000 inhabitants to just 40 to 70,000. The void left by the disappearance of old civic institutions that were semi-autonomous was filled by a new system of governance called theme, which entailed dividing Asia Minor into provinces occupied by distinct armies that assumed civil authority and answered directly to the imperial administration. Many themes refused to recognize the legitimacy of Theodosius, believing him to be a puppet of the Opsikians, especially the Anatolics under their general Leo. Leo declared himself emperor in the summer of 716, and he allied himself with the Umayyad Caliphate. Theodosius allied himself with the Bulgarians under Khan Tervel, setting a firm border at Thrace, which now covers much of the land of Greece, Turkey and Bulgaria. Leo then marched his troops to Constantinople, seizing the city of Nicomedia, capturing many officials, including Theodosius' son. With his son in captivity, Theodosius took the advice of the Patriarch Germanus and the Byzantine Senate, and negotiating with Leo, agreeing to abdicate and to recognise him as the emperor. Leo entered Constantinople and definitively seized power today in 717, allowing Theodosius and his son to retire to a monastery as monks, and Theodosius became the bishop of Ephesus and died at some point after. We fast forward 500 years to Pope Innocent III, who we heard about in yesterday's podcast, putting England under interdict. The Pope called for the Fourth Crusade, to recapture the Muslim-controlled city of Jerusalem, but first by conquering the powerful Egyptian Sultanate, the strongest Muslim state at the time. However, because of a sequence of economic and political events, the crusade culminated in the Crusaders' army sack of Constantinople in 1204, rather than Egypt as originally planned. This brutal sacking and pillaging of Constantinople by the Knights of the Fourth Crusade, who desecrated altars and stole countless relics and other holy objects, sealed the schism between the Catholic and the Orthodox churches. Pope Innocent III, who had unintentionally launched the ill-fated expedition, was appalled and spoke against the Crusaders. In fact, the Fourth Crusade was one of the last of the major Crusades to be launched by the papacy. And though it quickly fell out of papal control later, Crusades were directed by individual monarchs, mostly against Egypt. And one subsequent crusade, the Sixth, succeeded in restoring Jerusalem to Christian rule for 15 years. Later, Pope John Paul II twice expressed sorrow and regret for the events of the Fourth Crusade. Who says that the Catholic Church doesn't move slowly? In 2001, he wrote to Christodoulos, the Archbishop of Athens, and then in 2004, while Bartholomew, the Patriarch of Constantinople, was visiting the Vatican, he asked, "How can we not share, at a distance of 8 centuries, the pain and disgust?" Patriarch Bartholomew formally accepted the apology in a later speech, saying, "The spirit of reconciliation is stronger than hatred. The spirit of reconciliation of the resurrection incites us towards reconciliation of our churches." It was a very brave act of leadership, considering the opposition he faced from home. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the legacy of Ravi Zacharias, the Christian apologist who influenced many, a generation of Christian apologists, but who has recently died amid scandal. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.